Chapter 6. Dismounted Operations. Armored infantry primarily orient on the advance and protection of the main battle tank. Regular infantry mutually support armored formations and create initial penetrations for tanks. Light infantry hold critical choke points in smaller, more rugged areas within schemes that are made up primarily of heavier forces. Retired Brigadier General Huba Vastitsega. Infantry Magazine, Three Kinds of Infantry. Introduction. In large-scale combat operations, LISCO, dismounted operations are paramount for brigade combat teams, BCTs, to preserve combat power, seize key and complex terrain to allow mounted maneuver, protect the flanks of armored forces, and seize and retain urban areas. Armored brigade combat teams, ABCTs, striker brigade combat teams, SBCTs, and infantry brigade combat teams, IBCTs, differ in capacity, capabilities, and missions, but the role of dismounted infantry is key throughout. Mutual support and synchronization between dismounted and mounted forces is critical to ensure overall success. Integrating transition from movement to maneuver. Doctrinally, infantry can dismount short of, on, or beyond the objective. In LISCO operations, particularly in complex terrain, dismounted infantry are likely to deploy on the approach to create what retired Brigadier General Huba Vastitsega described as initial penetration to break armor formations free. In other words, dismounted infantry will deploy before crossing the probable line of contact, PLC, as mitigation for threats to the mounted force. Regardless of where elements dismount, they then seize key and complex terrain, clear defiles of potential enemy observation posts, OPs, and anti-armor teams, establish OPs to call for indirect fire, and establish friendly anti-armor positions to protect the flanks of mounted elements. Dismounting is an integral part of transition from movement to maneuver. It might slow down the tempo of a unit, but it is necessary to survive first contact during LISCO. Despite additional time requirements, when properly planned, integrated, and synchronized, units can use dismounted forces to maintain a steady, relentless 24/7 tempo while presenting multiple dilemmas to the enemy along the entire friendly axis of advance. Ensuring dismounted and mounted forces synchronize their movements to be mutually supporting is critical to establishing tempo. Defile drill considerations. One technique for accomplishing this synchronization is for units to conduct a defile drill. Crossing a defile can be understood as a mounted and dismounted variation of the bounding overwatch movement technique. When conducted correctly, dismounted infantry move ahead or to the flanks of mounted elements and clear or seize known or suspected potential enemy defilade locations. In LISCO, advanced enemy direct fire anti-tank AT weapon systems in defilade threaten mounted maneuver at range, currently up to 5 kilometers and potentially further as AT systems continue to develop. Battalions, BNs, companies, and platoons must plan for these extended ranges by creating plans that allow time and space for dismounted infantry to approach and clear terrain, use obscuration fires or terrain to deny the enemy observation, or use other risk mitigation measures to dismount the infantry closer to defiles. Other risk mitigation measures may include use of company-level small unmanned aircraft systems, UASs, to conduct initial reconnaissance of defiles. Other tactics, techniques, and procedures, TTP, to enable dismounted maneuver may include other reconnaissance assets, such as the BN Scout Platoon or higher echelon information collection. While dismounted infantry approach the defile, BNs and companies must plan for their mounted elements to overwatch their movement and provide support. SBCT company Striker fighting vehicles can overwatch while their organic 120mm mortar systems can provide obscuration and suppression fires. ABCT companies teams can provide direct fire support from their Bradley fighting vehicles, BFVs, and main battle tanks and provide indirect fire support through the BN's mortar platoon or the BCT's artillery assets. Once a defile has been cleared or seized, the dismounted infantry can secure that terrain and bound mounted elements forward. Once mounted forces are set, dismounted infantry can once again push forward to clear the next defile. As with the decision to dismount forces, the defile drill is slow and deliberate, sacrificing speed. However, it can maintain tempo with the ultimate goal of conserving enough combat power to get to the objective and achieve the mission. Complex terrain considerations. Complex terrain is a geographical area consisting of an urban center larger than a village and/or of two or more types of restrictive terrain or environmental conditions occupying the same space. In LISCO, complex terrain is where threat forces generally place their reconnaissance and disruption forces. Because the enemy can use it in this manner, it is worth considering whether a specific piece of complex terrain is also key terrain, or any locality or area, the seizure or retention of which affords a marked advantage to either combatant. Maneuver BNs confronted with key terrain and unable to bypass it must have a plan to clear or seize it, requiring dismounted infantry. Dismounted infantry should approach complex terrain during periods of limited visibility, supported by BN-shaping operations such as intelligence collection, direct and indirect fires, and obscuration. Sustainment of dismounted forces is a special consideration for BNs. Soldier load planning and standards are critical to ensuring dismounted infantry reach their objectives with enough stamina and supplies to accomplish their missions. Prioritizing classes 1, 5, and 8, evacuation devices, over creature comforts, for example, full sleep systems, cold weather gear when the environment does not demand it, is a best practice. Dismounted infantry should carry enough supplies to operate independently for 48 to 72 hours. Planners should consider using aerial resupply techniques to sustain the dismounted force for longer periods if the air threat assessment allows for the use of aerial platforms. Casualty evacuation, CASEvac, is challenging during dismounted operations. By definition, complex terrain is difficult for wheeled and tracked vehicles to traverse effectively. Planners and small unit leaders must ensure dismounted infantry prepare for prolonged field care and are equipped with lightweight folding litters, skedcos, and similar equipment. Planners and small unit leaders may consider air evacuation methods to get casualties back to higher levels of care as long as the air threat is permissive enough to land helicopters. Small unit leaders also must understand that until complex terrain is cleared or seized, it may be too high risk for a vehicle or aircraft to approach their location. Infantry often must first achieve their mission before evacuating their casualties. Once complex terrain is cleared or seized, commanders and staffs should consider whether it is advantageous to retain it in support of further maneuver or a defense. Dismounted infantry with AT weapon systems and forward observers can provide early warning of enemy movements, report enemy locations, secure the flanks of the unit, and call for indirect fire in support of the remainder of the unit. Urban operations considerations. Urban operations are a subset of operations in complex terrain which include some unique considerations. Urban operations are likely on LISCO battlefields. They may also consume much of the BN's combat power. Enemy forces defending from urban areas in LISCO will likely take measures to fortify the outskirts of the urban area, emplace key weapon systems inside the urban area, and be ready to disrupt any attempts to breach the outer defenses. Even approaching urban areas likely requires a combined arms breach. Units therefore need to synchronize all warfighting functions, WFFs, to ensure there is enough suppression, obscuration, and maneuver support, breaching assets, to fight through enemy engagement areas and obstacle belts. As in other complex terrain, dismounted infantry play a key role. Dismounts can approach the obstacle and, in coordination with reconnaissance elements, identify and secure the near side of potential breach lanes. They can also assist in calling for suppression and obscuration fires and should identify and suppress enemy forces inside the urban area with direct fires while other forces breach obstacles. Until units achieve an adequate foothold in the urban objective, it is inadvisable for them to move mounted platforms through an urban perimeter breach lane, because a vehicle immobilized inside the breach by enemy weapons can have immediate catastrophic effects on an entire unit. Dismounted infantry are the best option to gain a foothold on the far side and secure the breach before significant amounts of vehicles can move through. Once inside the urban area, dismounted, mounted teaming, and communication are vital to maintaining momentum. At the squad, platoon, crew level, marking systems for rooms and buildings clearance must be established and well rehearsed. BCTs should consider standardizing these marking systems across the formation to enhance its effectiveness. Solid communication between dismounted forces and the supporting combat vehicles is vital, and units must practice communication regularly. Planning and preparation is also critical. Urban objectives in LISCO exceed company and BN capacity, so units must establish direct fire control measures and plans for passage in advance of operations. Dismounted infantry should seek to employ support from mounted support by fire assets from strikers, BFVs, and main battle tanks. Dismounted forces must be aware of their position relative to firing vehicles. Urban objectives can push dismounted forces dangerously close to mounted forces, and urban construction can magnify blast pressure and surface danger zones. Mounted forces should not remain stationary for too long in urban areas because urban terrain provides opportunities and concealment for the enemy to reposition AT weapons. Similar to the previously mentioned complex terrain, evacuating casualties on urban objectives is difficult. Until units clear urban areas of enemy forces, the BN or Brigade's tactical evacuation, TACEVAC assets are generally not advised to move into the urban area. Effective, prolonged field care and dismounted evacuation techniques are critical to achieving responsive treatment and evacuation. Dismounted infantry small unit leaders must consider using combat vehicle platforms to conduct CASEVAC to the Casualty Collection Point, CCP, when other non-armored TACEVAC platforms can receive the casualties for further evacuation to higher levels of care. Positioning the CCP on the near side of the perimeter breach is a best practice. Mass casualty, mass CAL scenarios are likely during urban operations. The BN and BCT must plan for this eventuality and coordinate the consolidation of mass CAL supporting CASEVAC assets one or two intervisibility lines away from the breach. Once casualties consolidate at the CCP on the near side of the breach and enough combat power is inside the urban area, these consolidated CASEVAC platforms can move to the CCP to pick up casualties to bring them to the Roll 1 or Roll 2 as the situation dictates. Planning considerations. In LISCO, as in the current operational environment, dismounted infantry move slower than mounted forces. Units can plan for dismounted movement under periods of limited visibility and over relatively flat terrain to progress at 1 to 2 kilometers per hour. As terrain becomes complex and as the likelihood of enemy contact gets higher, march rates can be as low as 0.5 kilometers per hour. Planners must consider these movement rates to ensure WFFs remain synchronized. Risk to forces increase when dismounted infantry operate ahead of sustainment and medical systems reach. Units can mitigate this risk with proper training, planning, and preparation. Dismounted infantry must be properly trained and conditioned for long-range movements. Planners must conduct thorough intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB, and plan for reconnaissance, fires, and other support to dismounted elements. Logisticians and small unit leaders must prepare by planning for contingencies, properly equipping dismounted forces at the start of operations, and sustaining as far forward as possible to shorten line of communications, locks. Conclusion. In LISCO, commanders choose to deploy dismounted infantry to mitigate risk to the overall mission. Dismounted infantry are a critical enabler to ensure mounted forces retain combat power by seizing key complex terrain, securing flanks, and clearing urban centers. If properly planned and executed, dismounted operations can keep enemy forces off balance and unable to execute their planned schemes of maneuver. Dismounted operations assist the unit in gaining and maintaining contact and shape the battlefield to friendly forces' advantage, thereby allowing BCTs to retain the initiative and overwhelm enemy forces. If properly conducted, the risk of dismounted operations is worth the reward.